and welcome this second Sunday of Advent here to Gates Presbyterian Church. And whether you've been here your whole life or this is your first time, we are so glad that you have found your way to this worshiping community. Check out your bulletin. There are lots of announcements. There is so much going on in the life of the church. You can learn more there, and also as folks share announcements this morning. There are the fellowship or the hospitality registers in your pews. Don't forget to sign those so that we can greet one another by name. We've got quite a bit happening in worship this morning, but hang on tight because you'll want to make it to the end so that everyone has a chance to head down to Fellowship Hall for the Advent Alternative Market, get some of your Christmas shopping done a little early. Also, by popular demand, the coloring table is back from last Sunday. Folks loved it and said, why can't it be there all through Advent? And I said, I guess it can. So here it is. So at any point during the worship service, these coloring pages are for folks of every age. They're actually intended for adults. So if at any point you want to just head up and you can worship right here throughout the whole service, you are welcome to. All right, a few other announcements. Chris, go ahead.
Good morning, Chris Ullman here on behalf of Public Worship Team. We're going to be working to put together the 2016 schedule of ushers and lay readers. If you are interested in being an usher or a lay reader and are not already on the schedule, there is a sign-up sheet out on the kiosk. We'd love to add you. Also, if you have been on the schedule, you served this past year and no longer wish to, please just contact me, phone, email, in the hallway, wherever you can grab me, and we'll make sure we take you off. Thank you so much.
Good morning, everybody. This Tuesday is our annual Women's Candlelight Dinner. We have right now about 65, 70 women going. You can still get your ticket today. It's at the Whittier Party House, $20. We're going to be supporting ABW. So if you can bring donations for the women at ABW, I think it's called Willow now. We also need boxes. We've got someone that's going to actually, it's volunteered to actually get the items to Willow. So if anybody has big boxes to carry everything out to the car, again, I'll be in the fellowship hall and hope to see you there. Thanks.
Good morning. Four times a year, Gates Presbyterian makes a St. Joseph's meal. And on the third weekend of December, which is 2 weeks from now, we will be making the last one for 2015. So the sign-up sheet is on the kiosk. And due to Frona's fundraising activity on the last time we were trying to get donations for St. Joseph's, we were able to have enough money to go out and buy all the meat and all the desserts. So that's off the list, so we don't have as many items to provide. So, yeah. So thank you, Frona, and all of you who donated the money to let us go out and purchase those ahead of time. And in addition, we'll be doing the food preparation on Friday night, the 18th, at 6:30, and then serving at 10:30 on Saturday. We also are selling socks for St. Joseph's at the Alternative Advent Fair. So there's lots of ways to donate. Thank you.
This is kind of nice that it follows that announcement. There's a new temporary homeless shelter in Rochester that some of us have been involved with. It's called REACH. And I think it's really impressive in that Rochester is pulling together to create this shelter that should give every homeless person in Rochester the opportunity to have a bed at night. So there's other shelters, but this one is really kind of completing that picture. But anyways, they put out an urgent message yesterday that they needed a meal prepared and served today. And of course, I volunteered, Mary volunteered, so we're doing that. And it's actually, you can think of it as a practice for Al's St. Joseph's in a couple weeks, because we're going to make goulash. So we're meeting today at 3. If you'd like to come help cook, come here at 3, and then we're going to leave here at 5 to go to the shelter on East Main at 5 to serve the meal. So if you want to help cook, serve, or just serve, meet here at 5 to drive down, and you can get to know a little bit more about the shelter. Thanks.
Wow, lots of mission stuff going on this month. Just a reminder, the details are in your bulletin, but next Sunday is when we're going to be collecting the Christmas dinners for SWEM. Thanks.
And also, please note that next Sunday we will be having a congregational meeting, and the details are listed in your bulletin. And now let us prepare our hearts, our minds, our entire selves to worship our holy God. Light this second candle on the second Sunday of Advent so that peace will shine in our world. Listen. God's song is waiting for us. Listen for the voices singing of a new day.
morning. Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace.
The good news of God's salvation is breaking through.
Listen, the people who are keeping watch sing for joy.
Let us lift up our voices and praise the God of peace and love.
God is calling us each and every moment of our lives to bring the songs of our greatest joy and also the prayers of our greatest suffering, despair, and brokenness. Let us bring our prayers to God. Lord, hear us this day as we open our hearts and our spirits to you. These times in which we live are often confusing and fearful. We are pushed to make preparations for a season which is supposed to bring hope and peace, yet we crowd it with obligations and stresses and shut the door to your healing love and compassion. We find ourselves being on edge, fretful, wondering if we have done enough, can do enough. You answer our fears with your voice. Peace, be still. Help us to hear you. Slow us down. Encourage us to take time to listen rather than shout,
to stop and rest rather than run. Cause us to look around at situations and people who are in need and to place our focus on helping them. For it is in helping your people and reaching out in love that we will find true peace. Let us bring our silent prayers of confessions to God. Jesus said, I bring you peace, not the kind of peace the world would give to you. My peace I give to you now and forever. Be at peace. Know God's love is given for us all. Thanks be to God. If I can invite the children away from the coloring and give the adults a chance if they would like, but I would like to have all the kids come forward and meet with my friend Carrie.
Good morning, everyone. We've been talking a lot about silence this Advent season, but I actually have a sound that I want you to listen to. Is everybody ready to listen? Okay, let's see if this works. What does that sound like? Kind of sounds like a horse trotting. Yeah, what else could it be? Yeah? What other feet could that be? A clock? Yeah? It sounds like a person running. Very good. That's what it's supposed to be, the sound of running feet. Did you know that in the book of Isaiah, it says that our feet sound beautiful? Does anybody here think that their feet sound beautiful? When you're running through the house, do you think your parents think your feet sound beautiful? Probably not, right? But that's what the Bible says. It says that our feet sound beautiful. Why do you think the Bible would say that? Anybody have any ideas? Why our feet sound beautiful? Well, there's my whole story right there. Okay, so yeah, so you're very good. Let me give you a little bit more context for other people who may not quite get it. We all know the story in the Bible about how Mary and Joseph had to travel from Nazareth to Bethlehem on a donkey, and our donkey kind of looks like a horse, but there he is. And they had to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and Mary was very pregnant at the time, right? And when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room for them in the inn, so they had to sleep in a stable, and that's where Jesus was born. We kind of all know that story, right? Does anybody know why Mary and Joseph had to travel all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem? And why were they joining in Bethlehem? Why did they have to go? They had to go to originally where their family was from. Do we know why they had to go to where their original family was from? It's kind of confusing, huh? Well, in that time, the king of the kingdom, as you could say, wanted to count everybody in his kingdom. He wanted to know how many people lived in his kingdom, okay? So he said, I want everybody to go to their original town that they're originally from, and you're going to get counted. Okay, so that way I know how many people live in my kingdom. How do you think the king told everybody what he wanted them to do? Do you think he went on the CBS News and had a commercial or a news story and told everybody? Do you think he did that? No. Do you think he sent out an email to everybody to tell them what he wanted them to do? No. What do you think he did? He would shout, make an announcement, right? What else would they do after he did that? What else would he need to do? Remember, this is the whole kingdom. What does he got to do? Exactly. They would have messengers, right? And those messengers would run around the kingdom and spread the news of what the king wanted to do. And that's how everybody found out that they all had to go back to their original town where they were from and be counted. They used messengers. And the messengers would either be on by foot, and they would ride on their feet, or they would ride horses, right? So in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, it says feet sound beautiful because that usually means that somebody is running to meet you, either to deliver you a message, right? Sometimes the message is good news, sometimes it's bad news. But the Bible thinks that feet sound beautiful because they run around and deliver messages to one another, and it's a way for people to share information with one another. And when you hear somebody running to tell them that you love them or to help them if they're having a problem, God thinks that sounds beautiful too. So today, you guys are going to be messengers, okay? I have some official messages here that you are going to deliver to your family or to the person that brought you here today, okay? So we want to make sure we hear your beautiful feet. You take it to your mom or your dad or whoever, and then you can go to Sunday school. So let's have a prayer before you deliver your messages. All right? Dear God, thank you for happy sounds. Help us to run fast with our beautiful feet to help other people. Amen. All right, everybody grab a scroll with the official message. Now, there's one in there that's got a little bit of pizza grease from Friday night's Advent Festival. That one's Graham's because he's the one that helped me make that one. Everybody get one? All right, deliver your messages. I want to hear those happy feet.
First reading of the word this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a mighty Savior for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our ancestor Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the forgiveness of their sins. By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from high will break upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Our second reading of the word comes from the prophet Isaiah. And following the reading of the word, there will be a moment of silence where you are invited to either close your eyes and experience the silence, or you are also welcome to share in the images and the words of the text that will appear on the screen. Hear God's words for us this morning. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your God reigns." Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices, and together they sing for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Scripture texts in this Advent season are filled with people who are listening for the sounds of silence. And we began last Sunday, and each Sunday in Advent, we will continue to practice the silence for ourselves and listen for the sounds of God's presence with us. But after the Tazay service last week, my oldest daughter, in that almost tween voice, practicing her use of sarcasm, asked me if I even knew what Christmas was about. My future looks so great. I decided to play along with her. Yes, Lily, I know what Christmas is about. You wouldn't know it, Mom, with all that silence and sad music last week. It felt more like a funeral than the first Sunday of Advent. Never mind the fact the child has never been to a funeral, but her observation may have a few of you nodding your heads in agreement. But it was later in the day, and she told me that the silence is also a little scary. I asked her what she thinks that fear is all about. And she said that fear in the silence is just not knowing what the next sound will be. If we listen carefully to the whole text from the prophet Isaiah this morning, we might be surprised to hear that this is the kind of silence the watchmen were living in. The silence of not knowing what the news from the messenger will bring. The New Revised Standard Version of the Bible we read from this morning and was on the screen chooses to call the military officials whose job it is to stand guard at the city gate for the news from the outside world, sentinels. But for the purpose of not confusing them with the mutant-hunting supervillain robots of Marvel comic fame, I will refer to them in way other translations do as watchmen. I know, not very gender-inclusive, but historically accurate, given the position would have been occupied most often by men. And in that days, as Carrie talked about with the children, news travels in before the days of news traveling into living rooms and our pockets in nanoseconds, the news traveled by the feet of messengers to the ears of the watchmen. And absent the sound of wailing air raid sirens or text alerts, the watchmen could see and they could also hear the messengers approaching before they actually arrived. And inevitably, there would be this gap of time from when the watchmen could hear the messengers coming and from hearing the news that they came to deliver. And this time, this gap, is indeed filled with anticipation, waiting, silence. We know that silence. That news is coming without exactly knowing what it will be. You know that moment that you're in the hospital waiting room before the doctors come in? Or that moment when you're sitting at the desk, at your desk on a day that you know that the company is restructuring and before the news is implemented? Or that news, unfortunately, all too many parents face today, of hearing that your child's school, whether elementary school or college, is going into lockdown, and that time before hearing the news that it's all clear. For the Israelite watchmen, the silent speculations are going to reflect their reality of occupation and exile and decades of war. They are literally, as the prophet tells us, standing in the ruins their beloved city, Jerusalem. They are guarded, the rubble, and surrounded by death. Up until the moment we hear the words from the prophet, the people are convinced that God is no longer with them, that God could do nothing to fix their situation. For decades, the watchmen listened to the feet of the messenger plod across the field and up and over the mountains, waiting for the bad news of impending invasion or yet another military defeat. And so some part of them, like some part of so many of us, when filled with that silence, assume that surely bad news is on the way. Yes, the words we hear this morning are joyful, but the context of the scripture lays the groundwork. The good news of the gospel comes in the silence, even when the exiles don't know what the next sound will be. To talk about this today, in December, is very countercultural to our experience, right, of flipping the proverbial online calendar with your thumb, I guess, from November to December and assuming we know exactly what the next sounds will be. In fact, we've heard them since Halloween. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king. You've heard the sounds of Christmas for many weeks now. So yes, I explain to my darling daughter, I do know what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about God breaking forth in the silence, proclaiming the next sound we will hear, the sounds of heaven on earth, God's flesh and love incarnate in a beautiful, beautiful child. But Advent is about learning to listen carefully when we aren't sure what God sounds like, breaking forth in the midst of so much suffering and violence in the world. This week, headlines would suggest that God sounds like nothing, because God is doing nothing to fix the violence happening in our nation. The headline, in case you missed it, from the New York Daily News read, "God isn't fixing this," intending to point to the hypocrisy of politicians who offer thoughts and prayers while opposing laws that might prevent some of these massacres. While a community in San Bernardino, California, grieved their dead on the heels of a shooting in Colorado Springs at a Planned Parenthood, following 355 mass shootings where four or more people were killed in the past 336 days, one of those happening here in Rochester. People filled silence of suffering with arguments about whether policy making and prayer are mutually exclusive. I believe as people of faith, arguing about such duality is not what God's presence in the midst of suffering sounds like. During the season of Advent, we read words like we did from the Gospel of Luke and the prophet Isaiah. We'll continue to read them over the next couple weeks. We even hear that the watchmen expected news, the sounds of more suffering. But they kept listening. They kept listening to hear God's peace is in the ruins. God's peace and love and hope is with the people, and that we are all invited to join our voices in God's song. So in Advent, yes, we listen for the sounds in the manger, and we will hear the heavens break forth in song. But we will also hear the cries of God's reign from a child fleeing with his parents from that very same manger as a refugee to escape the mass slaughter of infants in Bethlehem. We keep listening beyond the sounds in the manger, and we hear preaching and teaching as that child grows, the sounds of healing and forgiveness, of broken bread and restored lives. We also hear the sounds of betrayal, persecution, and death. Listening our way through the silence does not assure us we will only hear the sounds of joy, but we will hear the sounds of salvation in entirety, of Jesus' story, God's story, holds these sounds of joy and suffering in tension. And we know if we keep listening, if we keep listening long enough, the story goes on to encompass the sounds of an empty tomb, the sounds of the rush of the Spirit upon a community called out by his Spirit, committed to listening in the silence for the sounds of hope, peace and salvation for all God's people. to hear the sounds of silence urges us to listen to the whole story, to keep listening to the story that is telling God's people through all of the noise and the fear of not knowing what the next sound will be. When we do listen, we keep listening. And in that fear, a little part of us might be scared to hear. But the next sound God makes is through us. One of the great mysteries of our faith is that we believe that God is still today working in this world through each of us. So while our prayers and our silence, listening in this silence is important, so are the sounds that we will make next to bring about God's peace in the ruins of suffering in this world. Friends, it's up to us to be the ones making the sounds of peace, urging our legislators to enact common sense gun legislation. Our voices need to be the ones speaking peace to our friends, our family, our children. We're all the messengers of peace in this world. We are what God has to make that next sound. When we have chosen to eschew violence in our own lives and work in the small and big ways to end the sounds of suffering and hurt and violence and pain in this world, the sounds of God's salvation continue to be heard. May it be so.
Thank you.
are invited to come, all who are listening for the sounds of God's voice in the silence of this world. Here is a place where we all are welcome. We are welcome. We are welcome here. If we hear God's voice all the time, or we really hear nothing at all, our Savior invites us to trust him, to share in this feast which he has prepared. According to the Gospel of Luke, when the risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and he blessed it and he broke it. He gave it to them, and their eyes were opened and they recognized him. May the Lord of peace be with you. Our hearts wait in the silence. We prepare for Emmanuel. Let us give thanks for God's goodness. Your prophets call to us, O God, reminding us that you are always at hand. Voices cry out across the lines of history saying, do not despair. The one whom you created, all that you have created, we have not forgotten you, and you are with us forever. Even in these times of loneliness and nothingness, when we feel most vulnerable and forgotten, your words come to us in quiet shouts, in keen affirmation, calls upon our souls to magnify you, our God. And so, with voices gentle and loud, timid and strong, we declare to the universe, holy, holy, holy is our God. In heaven and earth, all creation sings of God's glory. Blessed is the one who comes in God's name. Hosanna in the heavens.
Even in this Advent season, we dare to remember Jesus on a night when he faced betrayal and desertion, and even death, gathering with his closest friends and infusing the ordinary with new meaning. As we remember his life and death, as we come to the table of resurrection, we speak of that mystery we call faith.
Christ died,
witnessed to the world.
Christ rode, loving God with all that he was. Christ will return, our hope.
And now send your Holy Spirit upon this bread and cup, Holy God, simple gifts from your creation, which grace us with your life, and upon those who gather around your table. Fed with the finest wheat, may we go forth to fill the lives of all whose emptiness imprisons them. Having tasted the cup of joy, may we bring the sweet honey of hope to those parched by despair. Welcome without question at your table of grace. May we open our hearts to all who have been forsaken by the world. Through Christ, glory and honor, praise and thanksgiving are yours, God of new life, with the Holy Spirit and your holy people on this first day of the week and in all the days to come. Amen. And indeed we give thanks that Jesus, having faith in those gathered, brought his friends together around a similar table. And on the night before he died, he gave himself to the authorities for his death so that they might remember and know how God's bread gives strength. He took the common bread and made it whole, just he takes common people, like each and every one of us, and makes us whole. To remember, he asks us to repeat this act again and again, and he did so by saying, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat, do this in remembrance of me." And knowing that we cannot live by bread alone, he took the cup as he did the bread, and he poured it.
so that we might remember the sight and the sound. And he shared it among us, saying, take this. This is faith made anew. Faith that will surprise you. Faith that will sustain you. Faith you didn't even know how to ask for. This is my blood, shed for the forgiveness of sins. When you drink this, do it in remembrance of me. And so we break the bread and we drink from the cup, giving thanks for the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ and the promise of forgiveness for each and every one of us. Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let's eat together. Peace. the goodness of God's grace. The vine and you are the branches. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Taste the fruit of God's salvation.
Let's pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for making this no ordinary meal. It has been one in which we have been fed and nourished with your peace. May we go from here refreshed and eager to be blessings to others in this world. Amen.
As we gather in community and around this table, we bring our joys and our concerns, and we share them in community with one another and with God. If you have a prayer of joy or concern you'd like to share aloud, please raise your hand high enough so the ushers can see you, and make sure you use the mic close enough so we can hear you. Also, if you would let us know who you are.
Debbie DeCero, prayers for a member of my Braille group, John, who they found a spot on his lung. And he's going to be operated on tomorrow, and he has dealt with lung cancer before. So prayers for John. Thank you.
Andrea Hinchy Unson, prayers of joy. The Hinchy House is having holidays, and it's open every weekend from now up until Christmas. So come out to the house and enjoy all the beautiful trees that are decorated.
Good morning, I'm Joy Bergfalk from the Coffee Connection, and first of all I want to thank you for inviting us to your holiday fair today. But I'd also like to lift up people in recovery from addiction and ask you to pray for them. The holidays are particularly difficult. Last year was a smooth one. The time before, I think we had 7 to 12 people who relapsed, most of whom we were able to get back, but this is a particularly difficult time. And as a result of the choices that these people have made, many times they do not have the option of being with their family. Thank you.
Prayers for all those facing the struggle with addiction.
Heather, Pam, I'd like prayers for those who, at this time of the year, who are dealing with loss. Like my mother, it's my grandmother's birthday. She died on Christmas Eve. It's a tough time of year for some folks that are dealing with loss. Also, on a better note, I guess, prayers for the seniors in high school awaiting those college acceptance letters.
And for
coming
their parents,
up.
Too. And for their parents, too.
David Keeling, for those of you that don't have Facebook, I made my decision this week, and I've decided to go to Roberts Wesleyan in the spring for psychology for the bachelor degree. And just prayer of joy. And also another prayer of joy. I played guitar at the Advent Festival on Friday, and I had never been to one because I know it's generally for the younger children, but it was really just a joyous occasion. It's really good that we have something like that here. So thank you.
Thanks be to God.
Gary Dykes. Special thanks to everyone from the congregation, for my brother-in-law, Mike, and his family, my sister and her family. It's just been an outpouring of support and asking how he's doing. He's got a long road, but with everyone's support here, I know that he will make it. He has the willpower. He wants to do an awful lot more than he can do, but he has a long road, and I thank everyone.
Prayers of joy for our newest United States Marine who is with us in worship. Welcome back, Brandon.
Good morning, everybody. I have a prayer for Mary. Terrible name. Art and Mary Ellen Brooks and their son, Art, was rushed to the hospital with pneumonia, and all of his facilities are stopping. Nothing's working, so he's in a coma. But I bet all these prayers are going to make a difference. Thank you.
Prayers for Art and his family. And prayers from our children this morning. Prayers of joy for new puppies and dogs. Prayers of joy for the Christmas season and all of these celebrations. Prayers of joy for a dad returning home from vacation, and prayers for Grandpa,
Prayers for our children who have hurt their backs and their ankles and who have tripped down the stairs. They sound like the rest of us. And prayers of concern, which may be a joy for the rest of you, but I'll join the chorus of concern that we still aren't seeing any. No. Let us gather together in prayer. God of Advent peace, as we continue this season, we come to you in all honesty and courage. We lift up to you our own spirits, that we might be heard and that your good news be proclaimed through our actions. God, we pray for you. We pray to you, especially this day, for those who find this time of year difficult, for those whom 'tis the season rings empty in broken hearts, for those struggling with addiction, those who have lost loved ones, and for those whom loved ones suffer. God, we pray for those who need your light the most throughout this world, those living in war-torn areas, for the refugees, for those in the communities following the horrific acts of gun violence in this nation. And God, we pray especially for those in our hearts, which we've named before you, and also those we hold in the silence. In all goodness and mercy, hear our prayers this day, O Lord, and remember your promise to keep us, to save us. Through the reign of your Son and the power of your Holy Spirit, lead us with joy in the light of your glory, with the mercy and righteousness that comes only from you. In the name of your Son, who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Let us continue our time of worship with the morning offering.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bring these tithes and offerings as a token of our thankfulness for your continued blessings upon us. Help us to use them to further your kingdom here on earth. Please accept them and multiply their effectiveness so that your will may be accomplished. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the sounds of silence in this world be filled with sounds of our feet and our hands proclaiming the love and justice and peace of our God. Go filled with that joy, the mercy of Christ Jesus our Lord, and the courage that we need from God's Spirit to keep going each day. Alleluia. Amen.